the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Sean Kelly of The Samples. They got a show coming up at Daryl's house in Pauling, and this is going to be on November 9th at 8 o'clock. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for getting up and being part of the up and running morning show. It's Halloween. You have a lot in store?
Yeah, happy Halloween. I just have like a pentagram thing, and I think we're going to like sacrifice a couple goats. I'm not sure, but I don't really do much on Halloween. I even forgot to get pumpkins this year, but I do have a 10-year-old daughter, so I'm going to go trick-or-treating with her. That'll be fun.
What's she going to dress up as?
He's as the thing in the ring, it's like the black hair and the white, it's pretty scary.
How come all the kids want to be really scary?
I don't know.
Dolls or scary characters?
I don't get it, man. When I was little, I had the plastic Superman mask.
Yeah, man.
The little outfit that you got all in one thing, and it like cut your eyes and your mouth when you wore it.
Yeah, you wore a cool vest and a bandana around your head with a feather, and you're Tonto.
Oh man, that was it. The best. Now it's all really, it's over the top. I don't get it.
My favorite are the inflatable dinosaurs that you see.
Yeah, those are pretty funny, and the ones that look like they're carrying somebody. You know what I mean?
I saw one. It was an alien carrying a person.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That is good stuff. Well, Sean, I'm glad that you're on the phone with us. Happy Halloween. And The Samples are recording right now. You're making a new album.
We're working on some new stuff. We've got a bunch of new songs. And, man, I can't even count how many albums we've made already. I think about 20-something, maybe. Hmm.
Wow. So
if you count, like, live ones and stuff like that.
Wow. Have The Samples been a continuous band since your formation, or have you took a hiatus and come back?
I don't just see it as The Samples. I see it as the open mics I went to. Learn to cut my teeth, you know, like learn to sing and play and perform in front of people. So, yes, it's been nonstop since 1985, maybe.
Wow.
84 or 85.
Now, there was a time, it was Woodstock 94, and I went to the show, and on my way out, I ran into a couple of people from WAR Records, or they could have been your bandmates in The Samples, but you had backpacks, or they had backpacks and singles, and little, EPs of the album that we just heard Buffalo Herds and Windmills from. It was Autopilot. And that's where I first got turned on to The Samples. Even though you've been around for a while, I knew the name. And I said, yeah, I'll take one of those. And popped it in on the way home and, fell in love with the band. And
that's so cool. What a cool story.
Well, sometimes marketing works in strange ways.
Yeah, and we've always done it like guerrilla marketing.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's like, hey, have you heard of The Samples? And I said, yeah. And they said, here.
Poof. Yeah. It blows my mind. I mean, not that long ago, I was on a flight, and the pilot was getting on, and he was a huge Samples fan. And
he had
to, like, take a picture, and he showed me the bag that he carries on it, and it had a sample sticker on it. Those kind of bizarre things that happen.
And he picked you out as Sean Kelly. Of The Samples.
Yeah, I'm always floored. You know, I'm like, huh? And then I forget that I'm even in a band. And I'm like, that's me.
So these open mics that you mentioned just moments ago, were they in Colorado?
There were some in Colorado for sure. And most of them were in Vermont.
Vermont.
In the Burlington, Vermont area.
So that's where you kind of earned your musical dues?
Yeah, for sure. But that's also where I met one of the founding members, Charles Hamilton, who, you know, he called me up in a blizzard one night and said, we're going to Colorado to start a band. And I'm like, we are? I had a job. I had everything all. And I'm like, okay. He's like, just drop everything, let's go. And I'm like, shit, when do you have, pardon me, I'm like, when do you have the opportunity like this? And so I just left my car, which was a beat up Datsun that had holes in the floors, and left everything and just went.
It's like romantic story of, that's it, Mom, I'm running away, I'm joining the circus.
It was on the road. The theme of it was On the Road to Find Out, which is a song by Cat Stevens. It was all about that. It's amazing how far you can go with just a theme of something in your head.
Well, it got you pretty far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you experienced any earthquakes, like feel a shaking or anything like that?
You know, that's funny that you bring that song up, because when I first wrote that, it used to be about Albert Einstein, and instead of saying feel a shaking, it used to say what you're thinking or something. And so it just evolved from a song about Albert Einstein to feel a shaking, which to this day I don't know what it means at all. I don't know what feel a shaking is. It just came to me, you know. Fell into this pocket, and I was like, okay, makes no sense, but it feels good.
Yeah, well, some of the best lyrics that we all love, you have to think twice, maybe three times about, and kind of make your own interpretation, because the singer might not even know what it is.
Yeah, keep them ambiguous. and that gives more breathing room for people to come up with their own interpretation, but
yeah,
my own interpretation, I could never tell you what that's about. Maybe it's about an earthquake. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is.
Maybe trembling on the inside. You never know.
Yeah, it could be. I really never thought about it. We played it so many times, I never stopped to really think.
Are there any songs throughout the years and years that you've been playing and touring that you just love and can't wait to do again and again?
Yeah, that's been happening lately, because we've been throwing a bunch of new songs in, and there's only like, you probably play like 18 songs a night, and we have, we have that, more than that many albums, so to pick the songs to do is difficult, so usually it's something new that we've thrown in, but,
Do you switch set lists up every night?
We make a new set list up every single night. Even if it's the same set list from the night before, we even look at that. We just start over. So, but it's usually it's stuff we know at the time, and it's based around what we're best at. Sometimes it's difficult to throw a song in you haven't played in a while, but. I also have it designed so that there's several spots in the set for playing acoustic songs, and that's usually where you can pull out that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Like a song you haven't played in a while.
Now, the band is very in-depth with polyrhythms and cool grooves, and you have an amazing presence as a band. And coming to Daryl's house on November 9th, really looking forward to it. Have you been there lately?
No, I've never been there in my life. So it's going to be really, really exciting. What part of it's in New York, correct?
Yes, it's in Pawling, New York.
Where is Pawling? Because, coming from upper Vermont, like Burlington and Manchester, lower Vermont, but where is that across?
That's always a good question, and you nailed it.
What?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
You have to, it's a destination. Pawling is a cool town. They got some great places to eat and shop and stuff like that. And of course, Daryl's house is right there. But it's, I guess, off 308 or something. It's in the middle of New York, so it's hard to really describe where it is. Not near a lot of towns either. It's kind of, I guess I'm the wrong person to describe exactly how to get to Pawling, because I just follow the GPS.
Yep. Shit.
So, well, Sean, are the samples going to be doing a big tour now, or just a couple of dates? What are you up to?
No, we've been playing nonstop, but it's been not in the bus. you know, and I like that. I'm done with buses. Mm. And so we just kind of fly into an area, play some shows, and get back home. You know, I've got a 10-year-old daughter and stuff, but it's balanced out pretty good.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, if you can balance, like you said, your life, your personal life, and your career, then you got to meet.
I haven't stopped playing since we started. You know, even through all the COVID stuff or whatever, I was on planes flying nonstop. I it didn't stop me in the least bit.
Well, stay healthy, stay strong, and keep up the great work. And thanks for all the years of great music, Sean.
It's our pleasure, and I'm just so glad you got one of those CDs and you get our music. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been playing the samples around here for quite some time, but I just wanted to tell you personally my introduction to your band and your guerrilla marketing techniques.
Oh, that's really cool.
Because grassroots and word of mouth is how things spread. So,
and we still are exactly that way.
We love that. So keep up the good work. We'll keep on spinning the samples. We look forward to your new release in the near future. And Knock 'em Dead at Darryl's House on November 9th. It's an 8 o'clock show. Darryl'sHouseClub.com for more information. Sean, what's the best way folks can keep in touch with you or the samples?
Well, you can write me at thesamplesusa@AOL.com. Good old AOL.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, thesamples.com, www. Okay. And we've got some new merchandise, tons of new t-shirts and stuff we just got recently.
Cool.
Put up there, so it's really cool. You know, we're just making a living like all the other bands out there.
Well, keep on going. You guys got any beanies?
We've got some hats.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All right, Sean Kelly from The Samples, all the best to you and the band. Give everyone our love, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, WKZE, we love you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Happy Halloween.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.